Paul Brandon Tanev's out there for the, I guess, optional skate. What would his status potentially? Is he?
He's the same as everybody else in the Winnipeg Jets uniform.
Possible for tomorrow.
For tomorrow.
Upon a few hours of reflection, I guess, what have you learned anything else about the game from last night that maybe wasn't?
No, I mean it was a good hard game. Like we didn't like it after 1-1. Didn't you know, we still got a chance to tie the game, a real nice chance to tie the game, but not a lot of shots, not a lot of chances for either team, but most of them were A. Right? There weren't the, you categorize them A, B, and C. There were some A chances, breakaways, posts, two on ones. So it was a good hard playoff game. You're disappointed with the result, but I think we're going to see a lot of it. I mean, there's going to be a cost to this series for both teams because it's all checks finished, all pucks battled on, and there'll be chunks of the game where it doesn't move easily or look fluid at all because the defender's doing a real hard, good job to keep it that way, and then it'll break open for an A chance with usually a pretty darn skilled player doing it. And the goalers will have to be as good as they were both last night. They were both really good.
We talked to Blake and Mark, and they commented that they thought it was sort of a stalemate with their line versus the top line. They sort of sawed each other off. On the Hayes line, do you need to see more from that group overall? And maybe Kevin Hayes in particular, who's had a number of different line mates over the...
He's had a lot over the last 2 months. You know, I guess no more than any other line. Like, they're capable of generating some things. They did. We got Nick Ehlers, you know, down the pipe a couple of times. They got a little wonky in the D zone a couple of times. But, you know, we'll move those lines around, find matchups that we like maybe a little bit better. But you're right. I mean, he's had a bunch of different wingers and a bunch of different players to play with. So there is an adjustment. That's what happens when you bring a guy at the deadline. Finding that right fit for him sometimes takes a little bit while. But both those guys in the wing are scorers, you know, they're point producers, they're really good players. So we got lots of faith in it getting better.
Coach, we saw a little bit of fire in Patrick Laine's eyes when he scored last night and also in his game. To what extent have you invested time or effort trying to figure out what are the buttons or things you can push with him to get him to that or get more out of him?
So let me give you just a little bit of an overview that I'm not sure was always captured over the first 3 years of Patty's time here. He banged a lot of goals in the first year and a half, too, but there was some five-on-five play that there's plenty of work to be done, and his development from start to finish is really solely, and I get it, solely viewed as how many goals did he score. But his five-on-five game is night and day better today than it was, you know, 4 months ago. He's worked at battling, competing. His turnover rate is way down. His just frequency of clips on video that he needed to see in terms of just positioning with the lines is down. So he's now kind of this big, strong kid that can shoot the puck. And like any player, there's a confidence. So he just kept hitting post after post, and nothing was going his way. We're excited that he had one go. He hit another post again and had another one just under the pad. So that's, in playoff hockey, we're not expecting him to get nine chances a night. That's not happening for anybody. We'll take three and one goes. You know, that would be a hell of a playoff run. But his five-on-five game now allows him, you know, to play with Kopp and Liz. I'm not really worried about when they get out there. I'm not trying to hide that line anymore, which will push his five-on-five minutes up to the right level.
And Paul, some of the third period chances, including Bozak's goal, came on plays from behind the net or from the wall to the slot sort of thing. Is that a team theme for St. Louis? Is that something they like or just something that happened to be left over after the other options?
No idea what you're talking about, Murat. 12 to the slot, 27 attempted would be a very high number. The completion rate was really high, especially on the Bozak line. They've been very good at that, but Tarasenko had one in the slot. So we would like to think that we can do a little better job of handling that, but that would be an area of expertise for the St. Louis Blues.
What makes a play like that so difficult to defend?
Well, first of all, the first thing that happens is that there's a puck carrier that has to be able to make the play. So that's order of business number one, right? Keep the puck in the corner. Don't let the play to be made, so we can do a better job with that. If you've got a back end where three guys have 10-plus goals and you know they can heat it up, so you want to be aware of that. There's some D-zone coverage theory, which is pretty standard throughout the league. The idea of second quick, you want to go in there, contain a puck, get your next guy in there. And the numbers will tell you if you're two-on-one and somebody in the corner, the math doesn't work very well for you on the other part of the ice, which works great if you get it and not so well if you don't. So we all have a plan for how to handle that, that two-on-one that goes south on you, how you've covered off the slot hole. We weren't great at it last night. We expect to be better next game.
Giving up a third-period lead, if you do it a few times, maybe it's a coincidence. Yeah. If you 9 or 10 now this season, what is it?
So we would have regular season games and then the playoff game. I don't know that I felt it was a lead. Like, we certainly weren't sitting on it at 1-0. It was a big chunk of our best hockey came at 1-0 in the first part of that third and at 2. It was a tight game for us. The regular season, I mean, I thought there were two pieces. I thought, I won't tell you the first half of the season what I thought, but the second half I thought we missed our back end. On a couple of those, that was the closeout guys weren't there to finish on that as well as we'd like. I didn't feel that was a part of the game last night.
Bill Peters is sitting in Calgary saying, my team's had 15 third period comebacks, and we believe that we know when we're trailing after two, we're coming out, we can win this game.
Happy for Bill, by the way.
Yeah. When does it happen? Like, do you have to guard against the opposite happening for your dressing room?
Yeah, you got to get it done, right? It's confidence in the playoffs is all brand new, right? Everything is brand new in the playoffs, so you're building from zero. So you can take all the good things that you thought you did in the regular season and your Tampa Bay, who's never given up a three-goal lead all year long, and boom, it happens to you. So everything starts brand new in the playoffs. So you close one out, you feel a little better about that, and you got to keep doing that. And if you don't, then you're not going to have a string of mini games left to worry about it.
I know you never came back maybe from a deficit to win a series last year's playoffs, but are there games from last year's playoffs you can lead on right now?
Yeah, every one that you lost, right? It's the same emotion when you come in. You're going to lose games. There's a long list of Stanley Cup champions that got down two in a series or even in the opener that have come back. So handling that adversity is a story for every single team in the playoffs. They're all, I guess we could see a 16-0. I don't know that we will this year now. I mean, there might have been a prediction of that before last night started, but handling that is just elemental in any success that you'll have in the playoffs, handle a loss.
What do you think of Josh's return? And
good. I thought he built through the game. You know, I thought the first period, I don't want to say waited his way in, but he was just, you know, getting his bearings, and then I thought he got quite a bit stronger as the game went on.
Obviously, you have the last change at home, and what do you think of Mark versus O'Reilly's line head-to-head in game one?
Yeah, I thought both coaches wanted it. You know, Johansson, Scheifele, the same thing, alternated games. What we didn't see, I don't think, in that series was a saw-off like we saw last night. So you never know. Things may change, rotations, players, all those kind of things may change.
Has Lindholm given you the pause if he gets healthy?
I like his game an awful lot. I mean, he's on that puck, and his stick is real good, and his reads are fantastic, and he's a nice penalty kill for us, so I got lots of time for him.